Moreover, Rabbi said we're going to count Sphira after the Shiva speaks. We ask everybody to please remain. We'll count Sphira together, Baravam. We're all here tonight to hear the Shiva. And since he needs no introduction and never likes one, I'm not going to give one. But looking around and looking at who's here, those of us that are here, there's something that I'd like to say, and I have to disagree with something that Rashiva told me and that he often says publicly. The truth is, I can do it tonight. I wouldn't have been able to do it two nights ago because I wanted the Rashiva Zal Gesundheit to be my sandik yesterday at my son's bris, and Baruch Hashem, he did it already. So tonight I can disagree with him. I wouldn't have done it two nights ago. The Shiva very often tells us that he doesn't really live in Cleveland. He lives in Episteitela called Wycliffe, far away, and therefore is not involved in the day-to-day activities of Cleveland. And with all due respect, I would beg to differ. All of us that care at all about Torah and Das Torah, and that look to our betters and our graders, know that the Shiva lives very much in Cleveland. And I just want to share with you something that occurred to me that I'd like and I would beg, literally, for you to share with your friends, those that are not here tonight. There are many examples of this in Chazal, but I'd like to give just one or two. There's a Gemara Shabbos of Kuf Mem Ches. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Ikla Lug Pumpadisa. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came to Pumpadisa, where Rav Yehuda was the Rav. Loyol Lepirke de Rav Yehuda. So for whatever reason, Rav Yehuda gave his regular shir, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana did not come. So Rav Yehuda sent for him, and he told his shliach, Zil Garve, go and drag him by the lapels. Go pick him up by his garments and bring him. And he did. Now, if this is or isn't surprising, it's kedai once in a while to learn a little bit of Jewish history. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was from the first door of Amoraim. Rav Yehuda was from the second door. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a chaver of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was an elder Yid, and Rav Yehuda was a younger man. But Rav Yehuda was the Mora d'Asra, and therefore he was allowed to send for Rabbi Bar Bar Chana to drag him. And that was even when the Magid Shir was young, and the one that was being sent for was old. There's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadik Dalid, Rabbi Yisai, that tells us that Rav and Shmuel were epis together on Shabbos. So a wall fell down. So Shmuel at that time was the Rav of that city, and Amalo Shmuel Shkulu Glima Negiduba. Shmuel set up that they should hang up a certain garment. Ahadrinu Rav LaApe. So Rav turned his head. So Amalo Shmuel Ikapid Abba Shkulu Hemene Vikatruba. If Rav has a taina, go grab his garment and hang it up, because he has no right to disagree. So the Gemara says that Rav Taka disagreed. So why didn't he say anything if he disagreed? He held that Shmuel's doing something wrong in Halacha. So the Gemara said because it was Asrei de Shmuel, because it was Shmuel's city, and in Shmuel's city you don't say anything against Shmuel. Why did Rav turn his head? Because Fort Rav held not like that, he didn't want anybody later to be able to say that he held like that. Marev Rabbeisai, what I have to say to you, we have to say to all the others outside. And that is that this is Asrei the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. This is the city of the Rosh Hashiva. Hitaka lives in Wycliffe, but he also lives in Cleveland. Umimenu teite teira le Cleveland at least. These days, the Rosh Hashiva Zal Gesundheit is the Rosh HaMedavrim B'chol Mokum. If it's at Knesset Gedolos, if it's at Aguda conventions, if it's at medical conventions, the first one to speak outside of Cleveland is the Rosh Hashiva. But what they do outside of Cleveland is their business, it's not ours. But in Cleveland, we at least have a chiyuv to know, and we have a chiyuv to tell our friends and neighbors that it's Asrei Derav Gifta Shlita. This is the place where we have to come to listen to him, to be mekabel das Torah, to be mekabel techocho musar if he wants to give it, to listen, to learn, and to do. It's not something that I have to say to the people that are here, because we're all here. But I would like everybody to tell it to their friends and neighbors, even those that are sitting and learning. The chiyuv here in our city is to come to hear the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Asrei Demar. The covered gadol the Rosh Yeshiva tells Harav Rebar Tzvi.
You have placed a great responsibility upon my shoulders. I don't know whether at this age of mine I'm in a position to carry such responsibility. Asrei de Reish Yeshiva, even when we lived in Cleveland, I didn't consider Cleveland Asrei de Reish Yeshiva. Various reasons for it. Certainly now, when we're out of Cleveland, we're out of the boundaries of Cleveland, Tatvete Shtot, whether you like it or not, and we are in Lake County, no longer in Cahoga County. So we're outside of the city, outside of the county, we're only in the same state. Basically, to the smart familie de Achlayes von Asrei. And I'll bring a proof to it. If this were Asrei, if this were my place, so I would be here tonight because the Asrei called for me. The truth of the matter is the opposite way around. I asked Reb Abbe to try to get me invited to be here tonight. Why? Because Chobetesh mit Young Israel Ashaychas, I was the first rabbi of Young Israel here in Cleveland. And when the duties in the yeshiva became overburdening, so I told Young Israel, it's time for you to have a rov. And that's what created the Young Israel rabbinate here in town. So my friends, the very fact that I'm not asked to come here to speak, but I'm the one who asks to be asked to come, already proves beyond any doubt that it's not Asrei Demar. I think everyone will agree, even Rav Feitman will agree to that proof. She'arai brure she'ein ole otshuvo. No question about it. Al chobab a fort leap to kumen in Cleveland und zogen a Yiddish word. And it's been years that I haven't been here for Pesach. Hat sich mir verwolt. Will sein in the Young Israel und zogen a word. Pesach. Reden wegen die Meadi. And what's a better time being the Mead at Pesach? Man chay to sing. Eile meyade Hashem, asher tiklu oisom mikroi kodesh. The yomim tevim are called meyade Hashem. In English, they translate it as the festivals of the Almighty. Das war mit kenet kin sprach, even though it's in the biblical translation. Temenit kavoshin kodesh, veishmenit was meyed meant. Meid has nothing to do with festivals. What is Meid? You will find that a day of Tzal, of Tainis, Yogin Va'anocha, is also called by the Novi Meid. Tishibov is called by the Novi Koro Olai Meid, Lishboir Machuroi. It's a Meid. No festival in that. So what is Meid? So I had the schus to heaven for my rib. Zichleina levrocha them tells her of what Meid means. The Hebrew root of the word is vad. Lehitvaed. To meet with. Eile Meyadei Hashem. These are the days when we meet with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We stand together with Him. And this Moed with Him can be through a Yom Tov, the Regolim. It can also be Rachmona Litzlan through a Yom Tzar, through a Yom Tainis, Tisha B'Av, Churban Beis Hamikdash. But it's also a Moed. It's a day when we meet with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we realize that we have to meet with Him. There are those who have no interest in meeting with Hashem Yisborach. But to those who have an interest in meeting with Hashem, there are days that have been appointed by Hashem Yisborach, that in these days you will have the opportunity to meet with Me. If you will observe those days properly, you will then meet with Hashem Yisborach. That's the purpose of Moyadim. That's the purpose of our Yomim Tovim. That was the purpose of Aliyah L'Regel on these three Moyadim: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. To go up to Yerushalayim and don't have any fear that someone will take away your land where you're not home taking care of it. Have no fears, because you're going up to meet Hashem Yisborach, and He can be relied upon to take better care of what you leave home than all the guards that you will leave there. Today, we live in a period in Jewish history where we're far removed from this concept. Far removed from the concept of Shemer Yisroel, Shmur Sheilis Yisroel. To realize and live through this fact that Hashem Yisborach guards over us, Erhituns, very few realize it. And what's the wonder? So many of us say daily, the Yudgimel Ikre Emunah, Ani Ma'amin, Ani Ma'amin, Ani Ma'amin. So many of us say daily, Ani Ma'amin, B'chol Yoyim Sheyovei. I believe faithfully every day in the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Un Yoytze Yizme Mitten Zog. Are we really waiting for Him? The Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, would walk to his window and pick up the shade. Oi, oi, er kum doch bald, er kum doch bald. That's how he lived in an imam. He didn't just say it. But we say an imam. But do we live through it? Or, and after years, him was to the kind of the stock market. And it always reminds me of a little story that I heard overseas. A fellow living on the countryside, Magid came to town, traveling Magidim to deliver droshes, me'uras, and klal Yisroel. So he came in to hear the Magid. What was the topic that the Magid discussed? He spoke about the advent of Mashiach. It's also great. We have to get ready for Mashiach. And when He comes, we'll have to leave all that we have behind. We have to go to Eretz Yisroel. This Yeshuvni came home and tells his wife, he's gehört from the Magid, as mevart alle tog Mashiach soll kommen, und wenn wird kommen, wird man davon überlosen, die Schäfale und die Kiale. His own little cow, his own little lamb. That's the way people approach advent of Mashiach. They're not standing waiting for him. Yevald, when are you coming? So that's why he's always just around the corner. And he doesn't appear. Because we're not really waiting for him. And many times he knocks on the door. And we're too lazy to open the door. That's how we perform this mitzvah of emunah b'vias HaMashiach. One of the 13 principles of our emunah in Hashem Yisborach and in His Torah. We have a lot to think about in these matters. Especially on the Moed of Pesach. Zman Chedusheinu. Gulas Yisroel Mimitzrayim. And had we been worthy of it, Mashiach would then have come and we would have been put off an alitzuris. But the purpose of it all was to serve Hashem Yisborach alohor hazeh. When you will be given Torah on Har Sinai, there you shall become the Oved Hashem. And immediately following, there followed the Maaseh HaEgel. And therefore, we are still in Golas. A Golas of Bayis Rishon, a Golas of Bayis Sheni. We haven't gotten through it all. It's now 40 years since the establishment of the Jewish state, which was given the name Israel. Not Eretz Yisrael, nor Israel. Yisroel, 40 years ago, came into being. You go to Yerushalayim today, and you take a walk, you go up to Har Herzl. Heldrich, he brought Klinikheit Herzl. Heldrich brought Mashiach. Do we realize who gave the term Zionism? Everyone attributes it to Herzl. Shekel Kosov. He thought that the salvation for Jews would be through all of Israel going to the Pope and becoming Catholics. And he said that he would lead the march. Nu, das ist Geule, das ist Cherus. And then he came around with a new idea, Uganda. Eden von Golas umgehen in Uganda. Am Polna Mishugana. Who created the word Zionism? Believe it or not. One who later became the greatest Baal Tshuva in ages, Dr. Nosson Birnbaum, one who served every Avodah Zorah under the sun. And he told Herzl, Bistok Meshuge, Eden zon gehen in Uganda. Was is a schlecht in Russland zon gehen in Uganda? Jews believe in Zion. Herzl had never heard the term. Kommen von a goyische Zwiebe in Vienna. His family were completely assimilated into it. Call the movement Zionismus. And then you'll get people to follow. That's something that Jews love. It's a heritage of the ages. At that time, Birnbaum was not a Baal Tshuva. He was not a Maimi. But he later became a Maimi. That also has a story behind it. And from the time that he became a Maimi, he's no longer remembered in the world of Zionism.
He writes that he was once on a lecture tour to the United States. On his way back, he was aboard ship. There were no planes in those days. And he writes, I lifted my eyes to the heavens, and I was overwhelmed with the vast expanse of the heavens. And then I looked down at the ocean, and again, the vast expanse of the waters of the ocean. And I became overwhelmed and said, there must be a creator. That's how he became a mimey. Tell me, is there any logic behind it? Ask the scientists. Ask the philosophers. Flegzi. Whether that's scientific to look up to the heavens and say there must be a creator. But the Novi Yeshaya did say that. Esoi nael heorim sumoroi meinechem. Lift your eyes to the heavens. Uru'u and see. Mi boro ele. Who has created this world? He didn't say uru'u ma boro ele. What has created this world? As all philosophers say. But mi boro ele. Who created this world? What is interesting is the Rambam in the Yad, which is devoted to the Halacha, the rules and regulations of how a Jew is to live, when he speaks about the two mitzvahs of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. How do you get to Yire, the Rambam says? How do you arrive at the reverence for Hashem Yisborach? He says, "Su'umoroi meinechem, lift your eyes to the heavens, ru'u, and then you will see mi boro ele. You will be overwhelmed with reverence, and from that you will come to Avas Hashem. Once a person is filled with reverence for the Creator, he begins to love Him, he begins to be attached to Him, to attract it to Him." That's what he says in Yad. Very interesting that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is really the introduction of the Rambam to the Yad HaZokeh, and there he enumerates all the Taryag Mitzvahs. There when he speaks about Av and Yiro, he does not say that posuk, Su Morem Einechem. He says, and how shall you arrive at Yiro? By looking into the Torah that Hashem Yisborach has given us and studying what is written in that Torah. Thereby you shall arrive at it. It is like two contradictory one with the other. The introduction contradicts the work itself. Aber der Rambam hat ich verstanden. To tell a Jew, lift your eyes to the heavens and you shall see there is a creator. You shall see. It's a very difficult thing. When can one lift his eyes to the heavens and see that there is a creator? When he fills himself with Torah Hashem. When he involves himself in the study of Torah Hashem. With this becomes part of the marrow of his bones. Dan zeter dem rebeine shalom. And when he lifts his eyes to the heavens, he sees the Creator himself. But before he puts on those glasses, and he looks at these things through his natural eyesight, he doesn't see me, he sees ma bora ele, as all philosophers say. And as all scientists say, except one. A few decades ago, believe it or not, Professor Eddington from England was a maimin, a goy. He was a mime. And he writes that science in itself, in all its wonders, bring forth a belief and a conviction that it is not of itself. It is of the Almighty. There is a creator. A goy. Hodos vashtanam. You have to be an Eddington for that. All other scientists never saw it. When I once told this to my Rebbe, I read a work by Eddington, Nature of the Physical World, and I saw there things that I think should be repeated to others in our camp. And he asked me, was hast du gesehen? I told him this word. Ui, wie gewaltig das ist. Truth does not necessarily have to emerge from the mouth of a bentere. It has to emerge from the mouth of a person who seeks truth. Science seeks no truth. Science seeks, how can I do this? How can I do that? For that we use science. Those who seek to understand the secrets of universe ultimately arrive at mi boro eile. But how do you look at a world? What is the perspective through which you must look? That is through Torah. Sitz, id, und lern Teure. Sitz, id, und tief sich in Teure. Torah study is not something of spending an hour a day on Yetzi given. Torah study means immersion in Teure. You're a businessman. Every moment in business has to be an expression of the desire of Hashem in his Torah. How is business to be led? Nit lernen a blat zwei shofarn davnen. Unolem davnen, unolem gain in the business. And do business, the other two in business. For the shehepa chateire, totally alien to the atmosphere. Gneve, gzele, oinore. Does he stay there, Lem? Teire means total involvement in Teire. One of the greats over 200 years ago in the world of Teire, the Greiser Beis Ephraim, Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolis. When I ask Talmidei Chachomim today who have grown up in the United States, wer ist er gewesen, der Beis Ephraim? Sagen sie mir, oh, er gewesen, ein großer Rov. So you're making a terrible mistake. Er ist ein Rov, kein Rov gewesen. So what was he? He was a millionaire businessman. What? Yes. A millionaire businessman. It's not a businessman. Hardware was his business. Hardware. And he made millions in the business. But that business was Kula Teire. Came one of the poskim of the entire generation and generations after him. But the interesting thing is, in Brod, that Galitzianer Stot, where he lived, he sent his shailes to Broderov. Weil als sie da ein Rov in der Stadt auf dem BM fragen die Scheiles. Und der Balabos, der Millionär, mag sein a Goan Adia, that all of Israel sends to him. Aber er lebt im Brot, da verfragen seine Scheiles beim Brot Rov. Das ist gelebt in Teire. That's what Torah study means. That's what Torah living means. And from that angle, we have to examine ourselves. Where do we stand? Is this what we mean when we talk about a shir in Torah? Is this what we mean when we talk about Torah life, Torah living, involvement in Torah? I think that we're so removed from what involvement in Torah means that we can't even grasp the truth of Torah. These are things that we have to give thought to, and very serious thought. He's just around the corner, Mashiach Tzidkenu. We should invite him in. But he sees such things going on that are contrary to an invitation. So Nebuch, Eplochzach, and he has to remain behind the door. He can't come in. And now we stand here in the Moed of Zman Chedusenu, Zman HaGeule. We should become overwhelmed with what is demanded of us. The schus of being a Ben Yisroel who received on Sinai a Torah HaKdoshah, written by the Almighty himself and spoken by him to Moshe Rabbeinu. How great are we to have this merit of having been chosen for this purpose? Shouldn't we be proud of that purpose? Shouldn't this influence us to begin thinking about ourselves, to begin examining how we are living today? I'm not talking about those who are removed from the world of Torah. I'm talking about ourselves. And I'm talking about myself. Don't ever make the mistake that when I speak to you and with you, I'm talking about you. Then it wouldn't be worthwhile for me to speak, and certainly not for you to listen. The only value in it is to the extent that I include myself, reden zu sich, umonnen von sich. Wo stehe ich in der Welt? Where am I? Am I up to the standard that Torah demands of me? Not extreme standards. I'm not an extremist. But to the standard of Torah observance that Torah demands of me. And we seem to forget that Torah observance means not only not to go to work on Shabbos, not only to daven every morning and to put on tefillin. Torah observance means the manner in which I walk down the street. Torah observance means how do I act with my customers in the business. Torah observance means how do I practice my law if I'm a lawyer. How do I practice my medicine if I'm a doctor. And so much of it is so far removed from Torah and Torah principles as hap from dem apachad. Torah observance demands of me, du zogst mich da meimin. You say you believe in everything Torah says. Did you give reckoning to how many times during this day you have spoken Loshon Hora, Lechiles, slander? Do you give time to that? Or, was habe ich getan? Ich habe nicht gerät. That's what people always say. Was habe ich getan? I didn't do anything. I only said something. Gewalt in der Welt. But the Torah says that this said something is not to be said. Und wir können sich nicht einhalten von dem. We can't control our Yitzhar Hora. Isn't it wonderful to realize that the Heiliger Chofetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche was one who spoke so much that it's unbelievable. And he didn't speak one word of Lashon Hara. Odos Eiz Yelepteire. There was another Gaon in his time who didn't speak Lashon Hara, but he didn't speak at all. Galten vermagdi moilum fertig. Das heißt nicht gehit teure. Teure sagt, red ja! Mit darf ja reden! Nur mit darf hitten was zu reden. Red nicht, King Loschen Hore. So maybe you will understand why I say I'm not talking to you. I'm talking also to myself. And I'm not a youngster anymore. So it's time to give thought. We're going to have to answer when you come upstairs. Fragen, was du gerät loschen hore, in this day, in this minute, after 8 o'clock. And I look around, how can I remember what I... Oh, you don't remember. Hast du doch nicht gelebt, Heidi. You weren't aware of what you're doing, of what you're using your tongue for. And you say you lived by Teire? Schakren! Bist doch ein Ligner, was ein Komeu! And as I grow older, I become very fearful of this. Very fearful. Oberdossis Teire leben. This is what we mean, living by Teire. We think that we do our duty if we are what is called Shemrei Shabbos. May esta guten Scholdlich of a Shabbos. Das ist gewaltig. Das ist Shikshmir Shabbos. Aber wie viel Loschen Hore redt man in a Shabbos? Because there's so much time for it. So whatever we gain through the beauty of the Shabbos, we destroy by not being able to control our tongues. That's only one example of how far removed we, the Torah community, are from Torah. I specifically don't like to use the word Orthodox because that has nothing to do with Torah. Orthodox is a Greek term. It has nothing to do with Torah. I'm interested in the Torah community. And Torah community means those who live by the dictates of Torah Hashem. Yeah, Orthodox, not Orthodox, you're going to live. The Kamen Eriden, hat man ergerufen, Orthodox. They never heard such a word in their lives. Orthodox. Hangt die bei uns gewonnen, eine gewaltige Sache. Haben Orthodox, Orthodox, Orthodox. Die gambit op terminen. You borrow terminology from a non-Jewish world, and that becomes Torah living. Bize bizienes. Let's get back into the fold as we should be. And now let me unburden myself of something that's been bothering me for a long time. I received a little card a while ago. Where did I put it? Little card, two lines. And see if you will be as shocked as I was. And then I'll tell you what I did about it. August 1986. dear Rabbi, the 1986 Gay Pride Guide, you know what the gays are? I would wish that you wouldn't know, but I think that every Jew today knows what it is, unless he's living in a den, in a cave. The 1986 Gay Pride Guide, page 63, states that Yeshiva University has an Einstein Association of gays and lesbians. You hear the language? At the Department of Genetics, phone number 214-409-3364. Why is everyone silent? Signed by a gentleman, I don't know who he is, from Adam. Chaim Newmark, 184 Division Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. When I got this card, I became so shocked. Because ich nicht gekannt zusammennehmen. My alma mater is Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchanan. Were it not for that yeshiva, who knows where I would have been today. Zeh mir gelernt heute. And today, it's a department in a university. One of over 60 schools in the Yeshiva University. All the schools have a description that takes up a column or a column and a half. The yeshiva has exactly two lines. But it's part of that university. And in that university, you have an association, an official association, gays and lesbians. If you read the weekly Cleveland Jewish News, you find in the synagogues mentioned also the gay synagogue of Cleveland. Rachmona Litzlan. But here that gays should have a synagogue, it can cash in it. Anything can happen. But that in Yeshiva University should be an official association of Mishkat Schornikis who practice those things for which the Umes that lived in Eretz Yisroel were driven out from Eretz Yisroel to make place for us. I wrote to the president of the university. I sent him a copy of this card. What are you doing about it? I'm overwhelmed. I studied in the yeshiva. I cannot fathom that my alma mater should have sunk to such a degree. I wrote to his assistant, Rabbi Charlap. I wrote to the president of the rabbinical council, all from yeshiva. And I wrote to a few more. What was President Lamb's answer? That's the important thing. We have great heartache. But we cannot shut them down. Because that would be... What did he write? That would be... Boy, I'm forgetting the word. Huh? Discrimination. That would be discrimination. And when we will practice discrimination, all government aid to the university will be immediately stopped. That was his answer. Do you understand what that means? We are ready to sell all our beliefs for the sake of government funds. Rachmona Litzlan, how far can we sink? There's nothing that can be done about it. Because we'll lose government funds, it will be considered discrimination. Weil der Goy wird sagen, as a Eid, was will nit hobn in seinem Institution, Mischkef Schur. That's discrimination. I have no words for it. And all to whom I've written, who can possibly have influence in this, answer the same way. Wir sind verkäftet zum Dollar. Verschließ die University. Wir dafür haben. In my day, the boys who wanted university studies went to CCNY, to NYU, and to Columbia. Can't they do it today? Must you have your own university? Contrary to what Hashem Yisborach dictates, must that be the way to live? And you call that the disgrace? You call it Yeshiva University. Take off the name of Yeshiva, so it'll be another university like Columbia and all the others. Of a Yeshiva, where you list the Yeshiva itself as a school in the university. Rachmona Litzlan. This is the world we live in. I wrote to Mr. Irving Stone, who is a member of the Million Dollar Club. $100 million was raised at the anniversary, the 100th anniversary. He was one of those who contributed $1 million. He gives a lot of money for yeshivas. So I wrote to him. I got an answer. I realized immediately that he sent a letter to Lamb, and Lamb composed the answer, and he signed his name, because it was practically the same wording as the letter that Lamb had sent me. So I realized that this is not Stone's language. You can't get moving. Sau unglück. Um mir sagen, als es ein Schömeri das, Schömeri Tere. We must do something to stop this Chilul Shem Shomayim Beferhesye. We must do something. And we can't just... We must do something. And we can't just brush it off and say, well, that's Yeshivas Bitzkochonon. Yeshivas Bitzkochonon, if it hadn't been in the United States, no yeshiva would be here today. All the European yeshivas that came here after the war, because there was a Yeshivas Bitzkochonon, who had laid the foundations of Yeshiva Teire. And it's our specific duty to see to it as Torah Jews that this should stop. We carry a terrible responsibility. Now, let's read further. An article in the media, New York Times, March 24th, 1988, not too long ago. This is a report by a reporter named Ari Goldman in the New York Times. It begins, ultra-Orthodox Jews, not Orthodox Jews, but ultra-Orthodox Jews. You know what that means. The Kanoi, the extremists, ultra-Orthodox Jews, including the Hasidim, have set the religious agenda for too long in both the United States and Israel. They're not the ones to determine what is religion and what is not religion. The president of Yeshiva University said Tuesday, calling on moderate
orthodox elements to reassert themselves. Zog dem Wort! Was lasst sich kriechen auf den Kopf from these fellows? Hört weit? In a major speech on centrist orthodoxy, centrist orthodoxy, not rightist, leftist, centrist orthodoxy. I'll soon tell you what that means. Dr. Norman Lamb addressed a question that also has echoes in other faiths. Listen to the question. The question raised and posed by Dr. Lamb. In an age when fundamentalists are flexing their religious muscle, they even have candidates for the presidency in the United States, the fundamentalists, can moderate voices be heard? Or everything has to be by the fundamentalists? So he's, I say, to shove it. A frumer Eid, was weist nicht vom Pschores, from compromises, is equated with the fundamentalists of the Christian faith here in the United States. Das hat Dorlet gemeint. Und das ist der Präsident von Yeshiva University. He studied there a little bit after me. Moderation should never be confused with indecisiveness. For moderate, verkehrt. The fanatic is indecisive. And because he is afraid, therefore he becomes a fanatic. Not made it. But if one is convinced in the truth, so he needn't be a fanatic. He can afford to be a moderate person. A strong heart can risk being an open heart. He had prayed. Aber der Eid, mir seine nicht kein starke Herze, so we can't have open hearts. Hört nur die Rede, was mir redet. This was delivered, this talk, in Fifth Avenue Synagogue, the former synagogue of Lord Yakubovich, who was just knighted by Thatcher in England. When Erich Frum was Frimer, can it say? That's where he practiced his rabbinate. Heinz sitzt dorten einer, früher dorten gewinn, Lamb himself. When Heinz sitzt dorten einer, am Ole gewinn, Rachman, ich weiß wer. When Heinz sitzt dorten einer, was a Lamb ist in a Tanakel gewinn. Und er sei wächst Jüdischkeit in Amerika. Und wir meinen doch, hat wir seinen die Jüdischkeit. Now listen to this nice sentence. Dr. Lamb, who is also a rabbi, kann doch meinen, dass wir sollen, he's only a doctor. Die anderen meinen, dass unser Teirer, Rav Fried, is not a Dr. Fried. I specifically call him Dr. Fried, gedem er soll sehen, als a Rav Fried. He's gone in college and blieb maid. That's why I use that title. So the New York Times, Bavort, who is also a rabbi, said he was moved to delineate where centrist orthodoxy stands and to articulate what he saw as its legitimacy, because it has become embattled both from the right and from the other major branches, the conservative and reform. We on the right are battling against the centrists. What's the term centrist mean? That he explained a long time ago. Geht mit dem Rambam in hand. And the Rambam points out in Yara Hazoke that a person should go in the road of what? Derech HaMemutzo. Between the two extremes. Don't go to the extreme left. Don't go to the extreme right in the observance of Torah. Go b'derech hamemutzo. That's the Rambam's centrism. Kovnerov, Zichatzalik Levroche, once delivered a masterpiece of a lecture on Taras HaMishpoche many, many years ago when I was a Talmud in Tells. And I must tell you, it's such a masterpiece. It was delivered in Yiddish, but he later translated it into Loshon HaKodesh with notes. A chibur. I don't know whether his famous chibur in Halacha Dvar Avrom stands greater than this lecture on Taras HaMishpacha. It's overwhelming. In that lecture, he makes mention of a very interesting thing that belongs to the topic we are now discussing. He says, I know a young man, a great Talmid Chacham. He doesn't call him Avri, which would mean that he's already married. So he's still a bochur. A great Talmid Chacham. And he acts in very extreme manner in sein Yiddishkeit. So I asked him, why must you go in the manner of extremism? After all, the Rambam says, derech hamemutze. Nice in the kashya. Aber herr vor der ilu yotem geentfert. Some may have heard it once from me. And I suspect that I know who that Ilui was. The Motel Paglemansky, Zichat Tzadik, the Kodesh Livruch. He said to the Rav, I am going to the extreme right. Chas v'cholile. I'm in the Derech HaMemutze. I'm the centrist. In order, however, to know what is the center road, one must be very well and totally acquainted with the two extremes so that he should be able to measure where is the center. What are you going to do, he said to the Rav, when a fellow puts himself into the left and looks for the center of the left? That center, that's Derech HaMemutze. I have seen both extremes and I have measured them both carefully. And what I do is the center road. All those who do differently is because they are in the left. They're not, they don't know what the right is. They're far removed, they're in the left. But they're not completely left. They're in the center of the left. Tat in Himmel, the Emes does his hand. Rechts hat man kein Scheiches nicht. Man sieht's den links. No, not completely left, because if you'd be completely left, you'd be where the forwards is a molgivin. That's completely left. You eat sandwiches on Yom Kippur. That's completely left. So you're not that far, but you're in the left center. Und das ruft man an Zentrism und man halt an das in die Mitzvah, sie zu sein. As hap in dem Chodim. Centrist orthodoxy, said our good friend Lamb, follows the halacha. It follows the halacha. I don't know what that means. Whether you put the halacha up in a sefer and you follow behind it, or follows the halacha is, the halacha governs what you should do. Follows the halacha. Or, what's halacha? Traditional law. As spelling out the authoritative norm of daily conduct, including Sabbath observance and adherence to kosher dietary laws, as well as moral and ethical behavior. This is centrist philosophy. Once you do that, you're okay. You don't have to measure whether your business dealings halten euch die Dienung von Gnevig, Seele, Oinoe, Ribis, noch als auch anemeises. Don't be foolish spending time in that. But your moral behavior, whatever that is, and your ethical behavior, whatever that is, and you observe kashrus, you don't observe it to be so makpi to get the best extra you can. But if it's got a you on it, it's ain't good. Did you ask who's responsible for the you? Who's the individual that goes to the factory
upon which the U is built?
Das doch gar nicht gefragt. Ask me, I was once in the rabbinate. Kann ich erzählen? Kashrus observance and Sabbath observance. Sabbath observance. Eat fragen a sachin. They say they put on their radios and televisions on by clock to work the entire Shabbos, when it shouldn't work and when it should work. But you can't live without it. But they're Shemri Shabbos, so they have it by a Sabbath observance. I leave it to you to tell me if that's a Shabbos or that's a joke, not a Shabbos. Close this for Eich. But unlike what he called the right wing, I belong to that wing. Dr. Lamb said the centrist group is open to secular culture, is unabashedly Zionist, and values tolerance of different opinions. Now let's take it one by one. In other words, I, the rightist, am not open to secular culture. That's an outright lie. A total shekel. There's a tshuva of the Netziv in Meshiv Dover, that Gaon, the head of Alozalir Yeshiva. He was asked what should be our approach to secular culture. He said, definitely secular culture can add a great deal to the proper understanding of Torah. The question is, when should the student go to college? Should he first become a Talmid Chochem and then go to college? Or should he go to college and then try to become a Talmid Chochem? If he does it that way, there's no hope for him. You don't have to bring proof from Torah for that. You only have to have Ato Chayne Le'odom Das. So that's out. Finished. Now, he's unabashedly Zionist. So I'm not Zionist. Die Chutzpah von dir. Who then is Zionist? Eb nicht der Jitwe sagt, sech zene einenu, bischufko berachmim lezioin. And who says that? The Zionist organization says it. Zaydavnin dai molatog. Or the these terrible fanatics, the rightists. Sie halten in ein Sogen. Zion, Zion, Zion. Their entire lifeblood is Zion. Kommt sie gegen ein Idiot und sagt, and it's published in a newspaper. Everything has to be in the media. Say it in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. For darf das sein in New York Times. But that's publicity. That makes the president of the university a great man. He's spoken about in the New York Times. So if someone is a Zionist, the question is, what do you mean he's a Zionist? He's a member of a Zionist organization, or he's a member of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Zionist organization? Zionist organization does he belong to? Is he part of World Jewish Congress? Is he part of American Jewish Congress, who declare themselves as leaders of the American Jewish public and the world Jewish public? And I've given my Yasher Keach Alex Mendelssohn for his letter to the editor about that topic. Who made you leaders? Is that Gvirin? Und ihr gemacht eine Organisation? Und ihr sucht, ihr seid leaders? For them is that a leader. For me is that a leader. For the enemy is that a leader. You're a leader of yourself, and then I also have big doubts about it. They're leaders. No. Those is Zionist and values tolerance of different opinions. Since when is a Torah Jew does not value different opinions? But if the opinion is kfira be'iker, not only we don't value it, but we combat it with all the power that we have. And he goes on to say that you have to have respect even for the reform who have done away with any semblance of aloche.
and for the conservatives. And you have to be in an organization together with them, like the Synagogue Council of America. I leave it to you, my friends. Reter mit Seichel Sheret Vaidyot. Agelum Vesein Komeu. And this is a president of a university. I don't know where he can stand up in comparison to the president of Columbia, or the president of McGill in Canada, or to the president of even of NYU, University of California. I don't know where he could stand in comparison to them. Und der Mensch geht es mir lernen, so haben der Cheretz for secular knowledge. Bise bis jenes in noch wenig gerät. Bise bis jenes ist wenig gerät. Hasidic and other right-wing institutions. Weißt du, Mr. Lotz, Hasidic, aber er war allein von Hasidische Familie. Weißt du, was am Flüff von Hasidic? Meila, ich, der Misnaget, wollte es gesagt. Nu, als er allein von Hasidische Familie, was will er oben von Hasidic? They frown on secular knowledge beyond that necessary to earn a living. If it's not necessary to earn a living, t'was das des Wissen. I don't know that it is so. The Chazenish Ichlene Livroche, his peers in secular knowledge, halavai wollten die Professoren von die Goyische Universitäten vermock the knowledge in secular knowledge that he possessed. There was a professor of medicine in Tel Aviv, a famous brain surgeon. The Chazenish sent a Jew from Bnei Brak to this brain surgeon to operate on this person's brain. It was necessary. He came back to the Chazenish and said, the doctor said he can't do it because in order to operate on my trouble, he would have to actually cut into the brain itself. Then he'll be killing me. So the Chazenish immediately took a piece of paper and made a diagram of how that operation should be performed. Nimm du sucht das zurück zu ihm und sage, mach meine Freies, als ich soll er machen, the operation, the surgery. He did it. Der Ried lebt im Sanktigen Tag. From that day on, this surgeon never performed surgery without consulting with the Chazenish. And when the Chazenish passed on, he gave up that work. No more. So did the Chazenish know secular knowledge? What are you going to tell me? He didn't know any secular knowledge, but he had Ruach HaKedesh. And he saw through Ruach HaKedesh how the operation is to be performed. And this is it. Nein, er hat gewusst. Er hat gewusst. Der Stiefel aus der Kleine Levroche hat gewusst. It's surprising for one who met with him how broad his knowledge was in such areas. Wann er es gewusst, weil bisho schon er jen wille leile, hat er gelernt wegen dem. But he didn't have to spend years in university for it. Er got a goldene Kopf, a teure dicke Kopf, so he grasped it. Und da kommt sie gehen. Ich könnte an der Wort, ein Idiot, und geht uns lernen. What secular knowledge is. Du darfst uns gehen lernen, haben den Chazal nicht gesagt. Teure Bagoyim, Altamin. If someone tells you that Goyim have Teure, don't ever believe it. Chochma Bagoyim, wisdom, they do have it. Das haben Goyim eh. Chazal tell us Adin. Reb Yechanon have a coin, mikame saba ramoi. Reb Yechanon used to rise in respect for the elders who were goyim. For an alten goy, wird sich Reb Yechanon stellen. Kapelle. Sogt Rashi Pshat. The kama hapat koi odo alai. Odo sogt die Gemore. And Rashi says, so many life's experiences they went through, so many tzores they went through, and they learned from these things that there is a bayre, that things are not from themselves, and this goy is therefore to be respected. I don't know whether you can say it about every old goy today. After a hippie age, noch solchen mischugassen und unglücken, wo die Welt leidt von dem. Aber dort sagen Chazal. So we have to be told that Lamb is the one who found out that secular knowledge also occupies a place in the world of a Torah Jew. Und ihr darf gehen zu ihm das lernen. And if that isn't sufficient, the Oruch Laneir, every yeshiva bocha knows, Oruch Laneir. The Oruch Laneir had a doctorate. He didn't publish the fact. He didn't brag about it, but he had a doctorate because it was necessary for him to have it. After he became the Gaon that he was, he had a doctorate. The Psamsel of Fall Hirsch, who saved German Jewry from reform and set up what is called the Orthodoxy of Germany, and I call it the Torah Jewry of Germany. He was a doctor, Psamsel of Fall Hirsch. So Dr. Lamb has to come and tell us what secular knowledge can mean. Dr. Shlomo Breuer is given a doctor who had to go to university and got his degree. And we could go on and on and on. But the tzidkus of these Jews, of these gdolim, was such that this individual whom we've been quoting here has absolutely no contact with that type of individual. He doesn't know what it's all about. And he makes the mistake of thinking that we are not centrists. He makes the mistake of thinking that we are against secular knowledge. He makes the mistake of thinking that we are intolerant because we do not stand for reform and we cannot sit at one table with them. Unless you want to know who is right, so see what the Synagogue Council has done for American Jewry since it was organized. And see what Torah Jewry has done for American Jewry. And from that angle, measure what is truth and what is not truth. And the less it's put into the media, the less sinas Yisroel we will have. The less sinas Hagoyim we will have. Because we have to advertise in media that what he calls the rightists are against reform. They know we're against them. Must it be in the New York Times? Ah, but when it goes into the New York Times, that Dr. Lamb said it, so Dr. Lamb gets support from these chevre. It means personal advantage. We will be able to approach them for funds for Yeshiva University, because we can tolerate you also. I detail Agdesha Zuck, you should not tolerate them. I eat was his ever mitzvah Hashem. We have to tolerate it. Has we sholom et torah nit feintum. But if he knows what Torah demands, and he says Torah has no value, dann darf man ihm feintum. Misanecho Hashem es no. Those who hate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and make him hated by others, I hate them. And we're proud of the fact. We're not talking about laity. The layman, Tova Leim Broche, they listen to a sermon
by their rabbis and say the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about anyway, but the synagogue has to have a rabbi. So, and he's got to deliver a sermon. Stop maligning from them. Don't say that I'm just fabricating. This is what one of the great conservative Jews here in Cleveland told me. I know that the rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. But after all, I'm a member of conservative synagogue. So I said to him, well, you have to be a member there. You don't have enough Orthodox synagogues where you can become a member here in Cleveland. You know, my father was a big man in that synagogue. So it's difficult for me. And that's why I like to support yeshivas. Not pills. Yeshivas in general. Because there I think there's some truth. But here I know it's nothing. It's a bunch of bunk. But this is it. This is a great-grandson of one of the Geonim in Bialystok nearly 200 years ago. And here this fellow comes along and he has another complaint. Mamesh, the heart's get marosh. He has a complaint that Orthodox Jews here and in Eretz Yisrael insist that anyone who didn't go through an Orthodox, that means a Torah conversion, should not be permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael as a Jew. Is there anything wrong in that? I'd like to understand. Lamb says it's wrong. The Chassidim have made this. A reform geirus or a conservative geirus, he's a kenignit. I do this, yes, or as a Zaid. Or he's just on teire. And it can teire eid. Was teire halten for aiden? No, du willst them zong for aid. Nu felt in so is genu goyim ab der welt af nit tom nai goyim a reinbring in else schroel. Wo soll zong sie sein eiden? Wo sie soll uns nun brechen die beine? Und das der Rege darf da reinreden in die gewaltige Lektie, in die gewaltige Drosche. Oh, ich hab gleich ein Teines auf Lubavitch, eh? Weil Lubavitch is continually behind this business of who is a Jew. Er darf durgen ageres, wie es darf. Ich weiß, der andere Mal so Lubavitch richtig gesagt. Hat er gleich ein Teines zu sehen. Rightist Orthodoxy concludes that since they are not legitimate, this is not a gaitis, we must have no truck with them at all. Centrist Orthodoxy holds, and this is the Rambam's Derech HaMamutze, remember this, holds that one must indeed disagree with the non-Orthodox, richtig, but we must do so respectfully. We have the greatest respect for them. We tell them, you are not a Jew, and please leave us alone. We don't battle them. Mi schießen sie nicht. Mi schneiden sie nicht aus die Gederim. Wir haben zu sehen, keine Tanges, denn du lässt uns leben. Er halt, aber sie richtig an sie. Und wer stützt dem? No one in the Torah camp. But Rabbi Wolf Kelman, the conservative leader who is the executive vice president of the Rabbinical Assembly, acknowledged the animosity that the conservatives and reform have toward the Orthodox, but he said it came from efforts, particularly among ultra-Orthodox groups, not among ultra-Orthodox groups, to try to delegitimize non-Orthodox rabbis. You have a non-Orthodox rabbi here in Cleveland. He has a congregation. It's listed among all the congregations every week. And his wife is not a gigatus, but a goyah. So you have to legitimize him. Und azam min gornisht dos bringt a president von Yeshiva University sich zu stützen mit dem. The centrist Orthodox have not been our problem, Rabbi Kelman said. Fabuzel is not a problem. As lemale punkt wie er, to kein schum chilek nicht. And I would like that everything we've said here tonight should reach Lamb. Not Rabbi Lamb, as Nitverti Shmichem said in Gekron. But Dr. Lamb, it should reach him. Und er soll verstehen, wir finden nicht den Kampf with Reform and Conservative Jews. Sie sind verfehlte Menschen, nebach. Sie sind gar nicht schuldig. It's their leadership which considers it a holy duty to propagate a Judaism which is non-Judaism, contrary to Judaism. Because nothing is Judaism unless it's in accordance with Torah dictate. And anything that's not in accordance with it is not Judaism. The layman who knows Nebuch nothing, I have no complaints against him. It's my duty to try to see that he should begin to know. And Baruch Hashem, they have these Kirv Lechikin groups today, and you have the Balshuvi groups today that are doing wonders in this field. Gebenzum ze alle sein. But therefore, to say that the leaders of these groups, whose whole purpose in life is to deny the validity of Torah as the word of Hashem Yisborach, that these are people to deal with, chas v'cholile. I've already said that I would come to any Reformed temple to speak, but without a panel of other rabbis. You want to hear what I have to say? I'm ready at any time. But to argue with another rabbi who doesn't believe in the validity of Torah, it's a waste of my time. I haven't time for that. But not to speak for them if they're interested? Why not? But they know that I'm not a centrist, so I never get the invitation. I told that once to Rabbi Feitner. Ich wollte gelaufen laufen dich, aber man lacht mir nicht. Sein Tippchen so mehr, lacht mir nicht. Na, man lacht mir nicht, dann können wir doch da mal reinkommen und sagen, ein Drost, wir haben doch will ein Herrn. Ein Mutter, man soll ein Herrn. So the majority, over 90%, will say something bad about this fellow. But there'll be maybe 10% who will begin thinking, he's not off bad. Kedai for them to reden. But how do I get in? I can't get in edgewise. They don't invite me. In years gone by, I used to get an invitation once in a while from what they called a non-Orthodox group. Today, no more. Because I represent ultra-Orthodox to them. Even as they fight from ultra-Orthodox, wie sie seinen von dem. Ich weiß nicht, mit was man ist, ultra-Orthodox. Gentlemen, I've given you some opinions of what goes on today in the world in which we live. And in the Yom Tov of Pesach, Zman Chedusenu, when we were brought forth into freedom under Torah of Hashem Yisborach, it's our duty to give thought to what is demanded of us and to tell Lamb and all his cohorts, mind your own business, go your way. We're not disturbing you in the least. Don't try to disturb us. If we shall so do, that the Rebbeinu Shleilem Arop gucken auf uns und sagen, and you won't try to say that you're fooling others, that you're observant 100%, and you will admit that you're not 100% observant. There are many things where you're not observant. If you will admit that and say, I'm going to try to become observant as Hashem Yisborach wants me to be, then he will look with favor upon us. And we will in that manner be able to bring in Moshiach, who's knocking at the door and says, Hot rachmones tayere idalech, bringt mir allein, how long am I to stand outside? Mil hazeiton el merzeche sein zu achag, kosher v'semeach, even to the very last day.